AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In an audio recording posted by the New York Times, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy can be heard telling Republican lawmakers shortly after the Capitol riot he would urge then-President Donald Trump to resign. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
It's unclear whether McCarthy followed through on his thinking or was merely spitballing ideas shared privately with GOP colleagues in the aftermath of the deadly Capitol assault. But in the audio of the January 10th meeting posted by the New York Times, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who then held the number three leadership position in the GOP, can be heard asking about a resolution calling for Trump's ouster and whether Trump might resign. McCarthy responds he's seriously thinking of having that conversation with Trump that evening, and says it would be his recommendation that Trump should resign. But he later adds, I don't think he would take it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A city official in besieged Mariupol tells the AP Russian forces are continuing to bomb a massive steel mill where Ukrainian fighters are holed up. Today is Good Friday for Orthodox Christians. Speaking to the nation, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, I wish you happiness and health. The 58th day of our struggle, Holy Friday. Usually no one works on this day except our heroes, our defenders, our volunteers, our doctors. They work because they protect sacred things, our land, our people, our state. Glory to Ukraine. Cities in the Donbass region came under Russian fire overnight, and the attacks interfered with attempts to evacuate civilians. The United Nations Human Rights Office has pointed to what it says is growing evidence of war crimes since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, declaring humanitarian law appears to have been tossed aside. Firefighters battling a half dozen wildfires in the southwest are bracing for the return of ferocious winds. About 30 homes have been destroyed by a wildfire near Flagstaff, Arizona. This is AP News. Workers at Starbucks' flagship roastery in Seattle voted to form a union. Seattle is Starbucks' hometown. Worker Liz Duran says unionizing gives them a seat at the table.
The management decides the way that things are. And that's a big part of what we really want to change.
The Seattle store voted 38-27 to unionize.
There was just a lot of excitement and a lot of anxiety, you know, as each vote was coming in one by one, you know, like a nail-biting experience.
Duran says with the breaking point being over the coronavirus pandemic, it really just brings workers to a point where they realize the power that they really do have.
We're one of the biggest tourist destinations in the city. We help support the industry of tourism in Seattle. We should be allowed to afford to live in the city as well, that we help support.
26 Starbucks locations have unionized nationwide. A company spokesman says they will respect the process and will bargain in good faith, and Starbucks hopes the union does the same. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.